I'm here today to try to prepare you psychologically for what is coming right after the election, or in the election. Kamala Harris is going to be announced as the presumptive winner, no matter what happens. No matter how many votes come in for Trump, no matter how many states that he, quote, wins, the wins won't be announced. They will put a hold on it. They will say, well, it's too early, and Kamala's the presumptive winner because, of course, everything's rigged. The media are all liars, even Fox News. They're going to say, well, we have to wait for all the mail-in ballots. And they're going to try to run the same stolen election playbook that they did 4 years ago. They've already pre-announced that the U.S. Postal Service has said there might be delays, there might be disruptions, might be logistics problems in the mail delivery of ballots, and so we're going to have to wait many, many days. That gives them time to determine how many fake votes they need in the swing states, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Virginia, wherever, Wisconsin, so they can come up with those ballots. Of course, they've already got them printed. They just have to bring them out from the suitcases or the stacks, wherever they have them, and then dump those off at the ballot boxes or put them in the mail and then collect all those or just keep rerunning the Kamala ballots because, of course, ballots are not even serialized in this country. It's crazy. They can just take a stack of ballots and run it over and over and over again through the same machine until they get the count they want. And this is exactly what they're going to do. So understand, Kamala is going to be announced the winner of this election. There is no question whatsoever. There is a 100% chance, or let's say near 100, as close to 100 as you can say, that that's going to happen. The real question is what happens next, because obviously it's going to be fraudulent, and it's going to be so fraudulent that the fraud will unravel, I believe, over a subsequent number of days and weeks. This is not going to be over in one day. It's going to take legal challenges. It's going to take independent journalism. It's going to take looking at exit polls. It's going to take videos of ballot box stuffing. It's going to take emergency court orders. And this time, what's going to be different compared to 4 years ago is this time, now most of America knows that the Democrats are a cheating machine. So this time, there are going to be many judges who will accept these cases and who will hear them. And I believe that this election is going to come down to just 2 to 3 states. As few as 2, there will be fierce legal battles over just 2 to 3 states. Remember back in 2000, it was the hanging Chad issue in Florida. That came down to 1 state, and Al Gore versus George Bush, of course, both of them, you know, evil demons who are just part of the political establishment. So it hardly even mattered who won that election, frankly. But this election really matters because this is historic with Trump plus RFK Jr. and, of course, J.D. Vance as VP getting in and being able to achieve extraordinary changes. You know, Trump is promising, and J.D. Vance promising to really slash the size of the federal government. RFK promises to radically reform FDA, CDC, NIH, and other agencies. So we're going to see history unfold. I mean, Trump even promises to ban the federal government from colluding with big tech to carry out censorship, whereas Kamala promises to criminalize disinformation and misinformation and have the DOJ run around arresting people who say things that the regime doesn't want to hear. I mean, that's the difference here. Well, plus Kamala says she promises she's going to confiscate your guns. Yeah, she denies it now, but she's on record saying it multiple times. In her first 100 days, she's going to sign an executive order that confiscates all the guns. So if Kamala's president, America's done. America's toast. But with Trump as president, America has a chance. Of course, the national debt is still going to bring the whole system down at some point, and all the mass money printing and the currency collapse and the rise of the BRICS nations. You know, the U.S. empire, its days are numbered. No doubt about that. But who do you want in the White House as the system craters? You don't want communist Kamala in the White House. You want Trump and RFK and people who are willing to fight against the system. And that's why the system is fighting so hard to stop them. The system will cheat, they will rig, they will gaslight. Now understand, the entire corporate media reads CIA memos and that dictates what their stories are. They're not even journalists. They're just teleprompter readers. They're actors who are reading out fake news. And of course, ABC just exposed itself as being probably the worst of all, but NBC is also very, very bad. CNN is actually becoming a little bit less biased right now. They're probably panicked that their revenues will plummet. They'll go bankrupt unless Trump becomes president. If Trump becomes president, then CNN will see a huge influx of traffic as they complain about Trump for 4 years. And that'll keep CNN alive financially. If Kamala's president, CNN is toast. But the rest of the corporate media are absolute journo whores. They are liars. They are deceivers. They're traitors to America. And what they are doing with their coordinated lies, their deliberate disinformation, that should be a crime. What they are doing, coordinated, it's a fake news cartel. It's racketeering in the information space on purpose. They know what they are doing. It is malicious. It's different from somebody who reports something that they think is true. The corporate media, they know what they're reporting is false, but they do it anyway because they're criminal-minded. Now, the premonition that I have about the aftermath of this coming election is, well, I've called it before, the Great Steal, followed by the Great Reveal, which means that, of course, the Great Steal, it will be announced that Kamala has won. That may not be election night. It'll probably be in, you know, a day or two or three after that. But they'll announce that Kamala has won. And then after some period of time, after some shocking things come to light, after some, you know, historic court decisions, or really, I think, independent journalism like, you know, James O'Keefe and people like that exposing some things, or InfoWars or whoever, or Luke Rudowski or whoever exposes things, we're going to see the Great Reveal. This will be the equivalent of pulling back the curtain on the Wizard of Oz to expose a squat little man pulling levers behind the scenes. And that's going to shock the nation. It's going to be a psychological shock, a massive instant red pill kind of moment. But before that moment comes, the premonition that I have about this, and this is just my estimation, by the way, and I don't claim that this is a prophetic word of God or any such thing, but this is an impression that came to me, and it's in line with some other things that I've experienced in my life that turned out to be true. But what came to me is this strong sense that the American people are going to experience an existential crisis where they believe that the nation will die. There will be a scare, a huge scare. And maybe that scare is among conservatives as the media announces that Kamala is the winner, and all the conservatives and Christians, they know that their country was stolen from them, and they realize that they can no longer vote their way out of this criminal cabal, and they become frightened in a large way, mass numbers of frightened conservatives and Christians, fearing for their lives because they know that what's coming is a communist mass execution squads from the government that are going to run around executing, murdering Christians and conservatives and Trump supporters and gun owners. That fear will sweep through the population. Now, it's just my guess that maybe that fear would be among conservatives, but possibly that fear could be among Democrats. As the Great Reveal takes place, and it's revealed that the Democrats rigged this, and then there would be a great panic and fear among Democrat supporters that they've been exposed, their lies have been exposed, and that the Democrat Party itself will probably crumble and cease to exist. So they could face an existential threat for their own party being exposed for the corrupt criminal traitors and liars that they are. So it's not clear to me this existential fear of total destruction of the nation, it's not clear to me who's experiencing that fear. But I feel very strongly that that's going to happen. And maybe it's everybody, because maybe some massive event happens, you know, a giant meteor crashes into the Atlantic Ocean and giant tsunami waves crash on the eastern seaboard. Maybe that happens right before the election or right after the election, and people are terrified that, you know, we've lost our country. Or maybe there's a cyber attack grid down moment. Or maybe there's a nuclear false flag terrorism attack. Maybe a nuke goes off in a U.S. city and it spreads fear and panic across America. And maybe that's done by the deep state themselves to try to block the election. I don't know. But my frank assessment right now is that I think that the deep state, the Kamala supporters, they feel like they can now cheat their way to victory on this. So I actually believe that the risk of a major false flag event before the election has gone down following Kamala's pretty decent performance in the debate. Now, of course, it was all rigged. She was clearly given the questions in advance. She and the ABC journal whores, they plotted to trap Trump. It was nothing but a staged, you know, public assassination attempt verbally. You know, so this is the second assassination attempt that Trump has survived. And they got him on a couple of points because it was all staged. I mean, everything was staged. They even had more light on Kamala to make her appear more bright, more youthful, more energetic. But they had darker lights on Trump to make him appear kind of more orange, darker, more angry. I mean, they play with everything. They mess with the lighting. They built up a special podium platform for Kamala because she's so short and Trump is so tall. So they built up her podium to make her seem close to the height of Trump. I mean, those are some of the cheating examples that they go to, these great lengths to just cheat, cheat, cheat in every way possible. This is what the Democrats do. But I believe that Kamala turned in a decent enough performance that the Democrats probably, at this point, they don't want to stop the election. I think they're going to let it go through. So that changes my prediction about false flags between now and November 5th. Rather, they're going to let it go through, and they're going to gaslight America about the outcome. They're going to cheat. They're going to announce numbers that aren't real. They're going to pull the same crap they pulled in 2020. And this time, the DOJ has already pre-announced that anybody that questions the election might be a national security threat. So I guess they're going to run around and try to threaten and arrest people for questioning the election outcome as they cheat and steal the election. This is what they're declaring in advance. And also, it looks like the Department of Defense and the U.S. military is going to guard the upcoming January 6th Electoral College counting event carried out at the Capitol building. So they're now pulling out the military and they are ramping up their war against the American people. And they're declaring all this in advance. They're basically carrying out a military coup against our constitutional republic. And they're telling you in advance that they're going to maybe shoot you, arrest you, throw you in prison. They're certainly going to silence you. They're going to disarm you. They're going to tax you to death. They're going to shut down your farms, your food. They're going to have price controls on the groceries. They're going to outlaw combustion engines so you can't travel except in an electric vehicle that they control and they can remotely disable. They're telling you all these things in advance. They are dropping, 320,000 Haitians were dropped into American towns. It wasn't just Springfield, Ohio. The invasion is underway and it's funded by the government and it's spearheaded by Mayorkas at Homeland Security, who is the most treasonous actor in the Biden administration other than Joe himself, who's having second thoughts now. He even put on a MAGA hat the other day on purpose to spite the Kamala camp and the coup that was carried out against himself. I mean, we are not living under a democracy or a constitutional republic. We're living under a tyrannical military coup regime that has already carried out a coup, that despises democracy, that will weaponize every agency of the government against the people. They will lie, they will cheat, they will steal, they will threaten, coerce, they will murder people. They will arrest the innocent. They will do everything they can to stay in power, no matter how many Americans they have to kill. That is what we are up against, and that's why it's critical to vote for Trump and Vance and RFK. This is our last chance to stop the violent aggression of the government against the people. This is our last chance to stop it at the ballot box. So it's critical that you get out and vote for Trump, even if you don't agree with every single thing that he's done. Vote for Trump, or we have no country. We have no future other than mass death squads and communism. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. God bless America. Here at healthrangerstore.com, we've got all kinds of solutions to help you get ready for the chaos, the craziness that is coming. Let me just show you what I put on my desk here. We've got number 10 cans galore, all kinds of foods. Also the Iosat potassium iodide there in front. But we've got all these foods, certified organic, laboratory tested fruits and vegetables. You can see even heavy cream there, goji berries. We've got powdered milk. We've got blueberry vanilla pancake mix. We've got iodine vials and so much more, all available right now. You can find it at healthrangerstore.com/get ready. So just enter that in your browser, healthrangerstore.com/get ready, all together, all one word. And you'll see what we have available and the prices that we have now. Some of them are the best prices you're ever going to see because food inflation is getting worse. The supply chain is getting worse. You know the situation. But I want to bring your attention to two dates that are coming up. First, we have October 7th coming up. That's the, of course, the 1 year anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel, which then led to this escalating conflict between Israel and Hamas involving Gaza, the whole deal. Everybody's unhappy. Everybody's wanting to kill everybody else, it seems. And some of those people from the Middle East have come into the United States. And because the U.S. provided weapons to Israel and continues to do so, there are some people that are determined to carry out acts of terrorism in the United States. And they intend to attack and sabotage key infrastructure. We may see power outages. We may see bombs. I mean, I hope not. I pray we don't. I pray for peace. But there are people that want to destroy America, and some of them are already here. And they're going to target bridges. They're going to target maybe, you know, grocery stores or whatever, or sporting events. I don't know. But they want to cause chaos in America. So be very cautious on October 7th, folks. Be very cautious. That's a day to be on the lookout. And then also have backup plans. Make sure you can cover yourself if the power grid doesn't work for a while, for a few days, or if the water supply doesn't work, or if the grocery stores are shut down, or if there's some other kind of critical security emergency in your area. Maybe transportation is shut down. Maybe you can't get gasoline. Maybe you don't have electricity in your home. Maybe all the food spoils in your refrigerator. Just have backup supplies ready. This is part of what we provide for you. HealthRangerStore.com/get ready is where you can find all of these items. And we've got hundreds of items, heavily scrutinized, laboratory tested, almost everything certified organic, available right now, shipping out of our warehouse in Central Texas. Now, October 7th is just one of the days. Then we've got the election day. So November 5th and 6th and 7th, so, you know, just a month later, we've got another wide open potential for chaos scenario. I don't know how that election's going to go. I don't know who's going to win or who's going to cheat. Well, we know the Democrats are going to cheat. We do know that. But we don't know if they're going to cheat enough to pull out a win or if that's going to be contested. What we do know for sure is that if Trump's team wins, the radical left-wing Marxists, they're going to erupt in mass violence and protests and start burning down buildings and attacking who knows what. And we also know that if the radical left wins, there are also going to be a lot of unhappy people about that. And you know what? The left-wing lunatics, they may set off their own violence against America anyway, thinking now no one can stop them. So they might say that that's the right time for them to activate all their invaders and all the illegal migrants and the violent people who have come into this country with the intent to carry out acts of terrorism domestically. And it's not just me saying this. You know, even the U.S. military is warning about this, and National Guard organizations, even the FBI, has similar warnings right now. Everybody knows that this is a season of high risk for terrorism attacks domestically, for sabotage against America internally by different groups who have different motivations. You know, some of them might be from the Middle East and they hate America for America's support of Israel. Others, they might be Antifa or radical left-wing groups and they hate America because, well, they're Marxists and they're communists. Or some people hate Trump. Some groups just hate the American flag. They hate freedom. I don't know. There are all kinds of psychos and mentally ill individuals out there and violent terrorists. And we need to be prepared with some just basic common sense readiness items. That's food. You know, be prepared for a nuclear event. You know, Iosat right here. This is potassium iodide. This is FDA approved for emergency use in a radiation fallout event. We've got that. And we've also got other forms of iodine available at the store right now. We've got the things that can help you get through what's coming. That's all. Help you get through what's coming. The whole world's not going to come to an end, folks. We can get through this together. We just have to be ready, have some common sense, be wise, you know, keep a level head. Whatever happens, it's good to know, you know, hey, we can handle that. Grocery stores are shut down, no problem. We've got our own backup food. Oh, electricity is down for a few days or a few weeks. Guess what? We've got backup water supplies. We've got water filters, or we have a way to survive. That's all. That's what I'm saying, is just be ready with all kinds of different strategies for survival. Right, Rhodey? Yeah, come on up. What do you have to say about survival? Yeah, come on up. Yeah, you're a good boy. We got Rhodey here. He's also all in for survival. As long as it involves lots of ring toys, then he's going to be okay. You good? Yeah? Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. He's all into survival, especially self-survival. But folks, be ready for disruptions. This is also the season of false flag operations. So we're facing many threats from many different parties, most of whom really want to destroy America. And we have to make sure that we don't let them do that. We need to stand strong and defend this country, defend our communities, defend our rule of law. And we can't do that if we're, you know, in line at a food bank or starving to death or suffering an infection. We don't have medicine or natural medicine. You know, we need to be able to defend ourselves. And from that place of strength, then we can help defend our communities and defend our constitutional republic at the same time. So food, healthy supplements, superfoods, natural medicine, natural remedies, all of these have a very important role to play in making sure that you are strong and healthy and capable of helping to defend your nation against whatever threats come, whatever happens. We're going to be tested. This is an existential threat time for our constitutional republic. And we're going to be very fortunate to get through this unscathed. So plan on crazy things happening and also help support us because we're putting out a message of truth. We're doing amazing interviews. We're publishing stories on naturalnews.com. Brighteon.com is interviewing industry leaders in health freedom, personal liberty, and so much more. We're putting out docuseries events at brightu.com. We're putting out a free AI language model that's focused on nutrition and herbs. That's at brighteon.ai, and so on and so forth. You know, we have brighteon.io, a decentralized social media platform that cannot be censored. And we have brighteon.social also, which has been up for a few years and is a really great place for breaking news. It's kind of like Twitter, but without the censorship. Yes, Twitter or X still censors. But all of these projects, of course, cost money. We reinvest that money into those projects thanks to your support. So to the extent that you want to help yourself get prepared and also help support us, that helps us build and fund these projects that bring you these free speech platforms, these technology tools that work offline, like our AI models. They will work offline and empower you
with all of this knowledge and technology to help you stay free or to defend your freedom. So we thank you for your support. You can support us right now. Shop at healthrangerstore.com/get ready and get ready for October 7th. Get ready for Election Day and whatever happens after Election Day. Get ready, because some very difficult times are coming for all of us and across our nation. But God bless you all. I pray for your safety. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for praying for us. And again, shop at healthrangerstore.com/get ready. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Thank you for watching today. Take care.